Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome back to another edition of Jason Williams Trump CPT podcast. So today we're going to be talking about fitness, kind of fitness related into a little bit of mindfulness. So we're calling this mindful workouts. So exactly what is a mindful workout or workout plan? It's the conscious effort to map out your workouts based on the body's condition or previous workout. So what that is taking an effect and being mindful of how your body's feeling, the workouts that you did previously, to kind of map out what you do weekly, monthly for your workouts, right? So for example, if you're doing spinning on Monday, maybe do upper body weights on Tuesday, to kind of counterbalance that, right? So you worked your legs really hard with the spin class. And then now the next day on Tuesday, you're going to do upper body weights, right? And then maybe on Wednesday, you would do just some cardio, right? Just to kind of get out all the lactic acid. And then maybe Thursday would be your off day, right? So you're being mindful of what body parts you're working, what type of workouts that you are doing to set yourself up for best success and also keep you motivated and not have you always doing the same types of workouts all the time, right? So we always say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, right? So, and just remember, when you're doing these types of mindful workouts or workout plan, the recovery is in the rest, right? So I can't say that enough. Recovery is in the rest. So the maturation process happens when you are resting, when you're recovering, right? So make sure you always try to give yourself that time to take a break, take a day off. I don't like to take more than 2 days off personally, but some people may need it, and that's okay. That's what mindful workouts are about. You know what you need to do for you, okay? So just remember that when you're thinking about, you know, it's a new year and your resolutions and things like that, of doing mindful workouts and not burning out, right? So a lot of times when it goes so hard in the beginning, just to feel better about ourselves, whatever have you, but make sure you're just taking that time for you, right, to notice what your body needs. So another good way to map this out, I'll give you a good example of a weekly mindful workout plan. So say Sunday you do yoga, right? That's your yoga day. And then Monday might be a total body workout day, depending how sore you are. Maybe you're not super sore, you can do kind of a HIIT type of workout. And then maybe on Tuesday, you do Pilates or something like that. So more flexibility type training, right? And then Wednesday could be an off day, right? So that's your recovery day, is you rest, hydrate, get plenty of protein, all that fun stuff. And then maybe on Thursday, you do maybe like a solid core or boxing or something, you know, completely different, TRX, anything like that. And then maybe on Friday, maybe you do spin, right? Depending on what you did the day before, you know, hit the legs. And then maybe on Saturday, you know, maybe do another yoga day, you know, so just to stretch out, recover, or maybe it's like a yin yoga class to kind of just chill out. So that's kind of a night, and then Sunday you'll be off again, right? So you kind of don't have consecutive days off. Your week's never really the same. You remember, you always just throw your running. If you're just a runner and you know, you just like to do primarily running workouts, that's great. You know, make sure, you know, you're giving yourself recovery time and, you know, and supplementing and cross training with different types of workouts, right? Make your runs better to stay loose. So I hope all this helps. Hopefully it makes sense. If you have any questions, again, feel free to hit me up. I love to answer any questions you guys have. But otherwise, have a great, great day, and I will talk to you later. Peace.